We need another week of content for the content slop.
Corey just rigging out content from us.
You like fucking animals. Get your fucking dinner, you fucking piggies. I'm just kicking by. I'll wait here for you to figure out just what life is to you now. The guys talk to Bachelor. What? Grant, we are less than 5 seconds into the podcast. What, Grant? What's so fun?
You normally stop the countdown at like one, but you stopped it at three.
It's part of the thing. It's so you don't have a lead in, Grant. We're a professional outfit here.
I wasn't gonna interrupt, but then I for a second almost said, Freddie, why the fuck don't you ever say one?
Some of the guys talk to Bachelor. I'm your host, Drew Baker. With me this week, as he has already made himself known, one Mr. Grant Pitt. Grant, how are you this evening?
Legally, everything I say on this show is satire, so you can't hold it against me in court.
Okay.
Doing great.
Great. Good. Love the energy so far. This is weird. Grant, what have you been up to this week?
Not much. I watched The Bachelor. I thought a lot about The Bachelor, and now I'm talking about it. So that's about it for the week.
I'm so used to us doing these episodes on, like, at least Thursday or Friday. If not, I mean, we even had a couple times this season where we recorded on Saturday, so that for me to ask you now, like, oh yeah, how was your week, like, everything's good, right? Ready for the weekend? It is 9 p.m on a Wednesday on the East Coast. I have to go to work tomorrow, and then I have to go to work the day after that, and then I will keep doing work every day from Monday to Friday until I one day have enough money to wait until I die.
Wow. I was just gonna go straight to until I die. I never had the thought of retirement.
It's not technically retirement. Retirement sounds like it has a level of dignity to it, just as opposed to sitting around and waiting for death.
Basically, what you want to do, right, is just time it just right so that you have enough money to last the time that your body would have held up anyways.
Yeah, so for me, that's about, I think, the cost of a 2-entree plate and a drink from Panda Express is roughly $9.75. So really,
that sounds excessive.
That's about the amount of money I need to retire, because I'll have one Panda Express meal, and then the sun will rise, and like Thanos, my work will be done, and my body will just drift into ash.
And like that one guy from Sailor Moon. But you didn't do anything.
And oh, whoosh. Grant, we have a show to talk about, I think, but like, I don't know. What else? Let's delay the inevitable. What else happened this week?
Are we gonna stoop so low as to talk about like the news? I can't even think of like news that happened.
I was about to say, I don't think it's been a particularly newsworthy week. Normally, we like to give our listeners at least something that isn't Bachelor content before we get into the Bachelor content.
Not talking about that.
We're like,
our producers try to give us notes. Fuck off.
Yeah, we're in that like weird period where it's not like the summer dead period, but all that's on right now for sports is basketball and hockey, and I only watch one of those sports. And then nothing happened in the news. All right, screw it. I guess we're Grant, let's talk about hometowns. Let's talk about The Bachelor.
Can we even call them hometowns anymore? Can we call them Nema colons? I don't know.
Yeah. They're more like lockdowns. Let's call them lockdowns.
Lock-ins,
yeah.
That's lockdowns. You went to a much different high school than I did.
Yeah, unlike you, I stayed in Polk County. So yeah, we didn't have lock-ins, just lockdowns. I actually remember us getting the option to come to school one day because we had credible threats of gang activity occurring on campus. So they were like, hey, you can come to campus if you want.
Dude, I love the idea that rather than try to stop whatever quote-unquote gang activity is happening, they're just like, hey, everyone, stay back. Let's let this thing settle itself.
I think
they knew there was like an old Western style shootout about to go down. And they're just like, we're just going to let this one play itself out. Stay away from the crossfire.
If I recall it correctly, and I probably don't, I believe it happened sometime in like February and March. And like a bunch of students were already planning their like fake senior skip day that I think a bunch of us were just like, yeah, this is good enough. We're just gonna take this and not actually have to get penalized or anything.
Conspiracy theory time. Someone that was really a big proponent for the senior skip day called in fake threats about gang violence to get the day off.
I have to turn off the notifications for Skype because every time our producer sends one, it sounds like someone dropped a rock in like Looney Tunes pool. So, and I'm pretty sure my mic picks it up, but
no, I don't think it does. You might have to give us your best approximation of what it sounds like.
What? I would also like to take this moment to apologize to all our listeners. That's more Microsoft Teams. That's what it sounds like whenever I get a message on Teams.
Right. Triggered.
I'd like to take this moment to apologize to everyone who listened to last week's episode, found out after we finished recording that I was recording off the microphone off my webcam instead of my actual microphone. So I do not apologize for the scream. I just apologize that it was as bad as it actually was. All right, Grant, let's get into it. This week on The Bachelor, we had our lock-in hometowns where the producers of The Bachelor bring all of these women's homes to the Nimicolon. And we'll just say succinctly, some were much better than others.
Yeah, I think that's fair. So that's kind of like very broad. You could arguably say that about everything.
Yeah. I mean, unless you have something different, we don't have much else to talk about, so we can go through all of them. So the first one was Michelle, correct? Miss Young, talking to her students in, where's she from? Minnesota? Yeah.
Yep. I also love, the fact that she's from Minnesota. Like, she's not from a town there. She's not from, like, St. Paul. She's just from Minnesota. Like, it's not a giant state.
It's Michelle. So, Michelle's thing, I thought this was kind of cute. A little creepy, but I guess creepy in, like, a cute way that they had all of... So, Michelle's an elementary school teacher. Seemed like either kindergarten or first grade, although I just don't know how old... I don't know how old people are, and I'm even worse at how old kids are. But they had Michelle's classroom go on Zoom and ask Matt questions about what she likes about Michelle, or what he likes about Michelle, and what he's learned, and what's important to him. And you know what? I think it was watching that I realized that it's really time that we get the kids back to school. Had enough of these Zoom classrooms. It's just time to throw them back in school if this is what we resorted to.
So I was like, my entire time watching that, I just was thinking, like, are class sizes in Minnesota schools that small? Because I think the more likely thing is that they vetted the fucking hell out of these kids before they let them on.
It's absolutely a combination of that and parents who are just like, yeah, this seems like fun. Cause
you definitely need approval.
Unless Michelle works at a school, unless she works at like a smaller private school, I doubt she has a classroom size of like 12 kids. Or maybe Minnesota school districts are way better funded than I thought they were. But Yeah, I it's probably a combo of like kids who actually wanted to do it and kids whose parents were willing to let them do it is the boring but correct answer. All right. Yeah, Michelle tells Matt she's falling in love with him, and those were all the interesting things. Although the Michelle like vaguely referring to a time where she had her heart broken before and her parents had to pick her up afterwards.
Yeah, that was weird.
It just sounded like high school.
I think we've gotten to the point in the show where like at the beginning there was just so much happening and so many different wild characters that you know have no chance of like living a normal life with Matt, maybe at all. So they get, you know, kicked off the show pretty early. And when they go, so does like the entertainment. Like I hate to say drama is entertaining, but that's the only thing entertaining about this show.
No, we've had this come up just about every season now, to the point that like if this show continues beyond this season, I feel like we gotta come up with a new format for as the show dwindles down, because I think especially as we get down to the finale, we don't watch the show because we enjoy recapping the episodes beat by beat or because we genuinely care about the people in the show. So when you get closer and closer to the end, and you're right, once the content machine starts to dry up, we get after the final rose, and then when your bachelor or bachelorette is absolutely wild. So I'm talking about Peter's case. Peter was still interesting down to the very end, just because Peter was a garbage person, but he made for good content.
I thought he was a pilot.
You can be both. That was a groaner.
That was a good one.
But yeah, when the well starts to dry, I'm sure y'all can hear it in our voices. I'm rarely excited any week, let alone the week where I just have to talk about four things that were mostly okay, with the exception watching Grant hack a lung off while he turns his microphone off.
Fine.
With the exception of, yeah, let's go ahead and talk about our next date. By far, my favorite of the
most
week.
And it was the most interesting, which I just have to give a shout out to the, is it a Plymouth? I think it's like technically a Plymouth Prowler. What a fucking car.
That was a sexy car.
No, it's not. Well, to each your own, but it is a car.
The production,
it is a very interesting car.
The production made it look good. Them just like flying down. It seems, does the Nemecolon have a test track or something? Because this is like their second time racing vehicles on it. Or maybe they just have like a long service road or access road that they just made available. But yeah, so did Rachel insinuate at any point that she was like a cars person, or like, is she big on adventure, or did I miss the memo on why Rachel just like, I could not stop for death, so death kindly stopped for her?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just so deep into this Prowler Wikipedia page.
All right,
what a car.
While Graham puts his pants back on, let's go ahead and get to the part of the date that literally the only part of the episode that I care extensively about, and by far the best moment we've had in a few weeks, basically since Victoria and Anna both left. So Rachel and Matt are skydiving, as our viewers are surely aware. And they go up, and Matt seems to hate this. Matt seems actually genuinely uncomfortable about being that high up in the plane. And Matt's already a tall person, so I guess when you're that tall, you just don't have a whole lot of desire to be much taller or much higher up. But they get in the plane, and Rachel, who is strapped to a dude who I can only assume is 14 years old with that haircut and those sunglasses, and the fact
the
that he's
smoothest
like
the skin I've ever seen on television.
The fact that he's like the same size as Rachel too. Just this fucking high schooler, like, all right, let's jump out of the plane so I can get back to math tutoring.
This is like his extracurricular that he spent so much time in that he's one of the few people in the state of Pennsylvania with like the license that lets you take first timers.
Yeah. So they hop out of the plane. Rachel and the smooth skin dude hop out first. I made that as uncomfortable as possible for everyone. Rachel jumps first. Matt jumps second. But Matt and his partner hit the ground, like, pretty solidly.
They didn't hit the ground. They landed.
They landed. Yeah, they landed pretty decently before Rachel and the other person left. But when they cut to Rachel and the other person, right away you could tell something's wrong because they are basically sideways. And I don't know if the wind's like really picked up, but the dude is basically swinging at a near 90 degree angle to the side. And then they wing it back around and they, Rachel,
Keep going. I'm almost
Rachel
there.
Breaks the fall with her face, and the little 14-year-old goes flying over her and just like further smashes her into the ground. And dude,
that might be his most intimate
could have been his first time with a girl. Yeah.
What a magical moment captured on TV.
That's Pennsylvania third base. But they are, so they come down and it's funny to laugh about now because you know everyone's okay, but it kind of was a like, oh boy, she might not be okay the way they landed.
I knew that it was okay to laugh at the second I saw it, because if someone was seriously injured, they wouldn't fucking use it in a teaser trailer.
They would have played some like really dramatic music and cut to commercial instead of like immediately like following up on it. At least I think that's what they would have.
They definitely were like, they're like, ooh, and stay tuned because someone goes splat and then plays the video. Like, it was definitely like they played it off as a funny moment since the start.
It was serious enough that they never showed a replay of it, but not so serious that they like turned it into like three whole segments of TV. But
it's also like, it's only funny because this is kind of shitty sounding. Yeah, it is shitty. But like, because of all the like stuff that's come about with like Rachel kind of being a bad person.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of funny.
That's
like,
what,
if that happened to Abigail, I'd be upset.
Abigail deserves better. No, it's, yeah, and it's weird because like Rachel, I'm growingly confident that Rachel is the one to win the whole thing. Because Rachel keeps getting these edits that just make her seem like someone, like Matt's whole moment with Rachel is like, man, it takes someone, like, you know, when someone has something that serious, you realize how much you care about them. And I was like, you could have died. It's like, oh, that's great pillow talk. But I don't know. I mean, Rachel's family seems normal. Or at least like Southern normal, which definitely means Rachel still did all those things that she did. But any other notes about Rachel?
Like, there were, like when they're family and stuff, or just in general?
In
as a
general. All right.
I don't have any thoughts. Maybe she's being quiet because, you know, you're supposed to stay on social media until the show's done, right? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I mean, they can be on social media when the show resumes, because remember there was the whole situation with one of the girls having burner accounts. It was Maddie. Maddie had the burner account. So they're like on social media. They're just not allowed to disclose how the show went or like give any details. So yeah. Rachel's whole thing was about people finding old posts on her account. It's not like anything new she did.
Yeah, but I'm just like wondering why she hasn't, or has she, and I'm unaware, like made a statement. Like said, yeah, that was shitty of me. My bad. I'll try to be better. Did she do that?
Her initial statement to me, I thought, like, was getting there. And then I think she might have had some, like, subsequent statements that... Because she said something that she was, like, she was ignorant, but her ignorance was racist. And she was, like, hoping to earn forgiveness through her future actions. But then, she just kind of hasn't really done anything since, so... I don't know. It's kind of because I know like Rachel, I saw Rachel Lindsay was still saying something about that he or that she like her initial statement was like not far enough or like didn't kind of like actually address the main issue. I don't know if Rachel because. When they do the finale or when they do the after the final rose, that's essentially live. So I think it'll be interesting to see if Rachel does indeed win. Cause I think in addition to how the show's kind of been cut, I don't think this, I've said that I don't think the situation would be as public just because there's been racism on the show before. I think this one's like particularly public because Matt is a black man and Rachel is presumably the woman he chose. So I guess we'll see on the after the final rose if they're still together. All right, let's talk about Bree for a little bit. So Bree's main thing, actually no, Bree was not Canada. That was Serena P. Did Bree have anything notable other than just like her family being there and that Bree has
Did they even have, like, what the fuck did they even do for a date?
Bree had.
Did they even have a date?
Bree's mom and her best friend, who is also named Bree, and a baby. There was a baby.
I respect that. They kept it simple. They're just like, I know that you're not going to remember half the people's names on the show, so let's just start reusing.
Yeah. No, I think this was the. I think this is the one that, as we talk about Serena P's thing, that, like, If there had actually been four women to choose three from, I'm pretty sure Bree was not originally going to be in his final three. Because Bree basically didn't have anything. Like, I don't think Bree's mom was particularly impressed with Matt.
I was going to say her mom like grilled Matt and was kind of like, yeah, I don't think like he's really that into my daughter.
Her mom saw straight through like all like the bachelor talk of like, oh, I'm really falling for her. Like, man, I really see ourselves together.
He fucking practiced that shit. Every family, it was like so rehearsed that he was just like, oh, like, you know, the obvious question is like, do you love my daughter more than the other girls? She goes, like, I'm trying to find out. It just is so hard.
I can't remember of all the like atrocities he committed, but like, do you remember the... when Donald Trump like did some BS and then there were photos taken of him when he went out to apologize for it the next day.
You gotta be like 10 times more specific, my man.
I know, but there was a specific instance where like someone took a zoomed in photo of what was in his hands and there was a note card that said be sincere. And it was written in all caps and underlined.
I joked that you needed to be more specific, and I was definitely thinking of a different incident until you brought that up. So, yeah.
But you remember what I'm talking about, that photo got...
Yeah, I do. I thought you were going to talk about the time he held the Bible up.
it was
burning him.
No, but there was one... So, I can't remember. I'll have to look it up or something. But, yeah, Trump was holding a card that, like, had to remind himself to be sincere. I could almost see Matt having, like, a little note card that says... remember, say you're falling for them. Like that's the main point. And then we had Serena P. It was the last one of the evening. I thought this was for things that you can do in quarantine. I thought while Rachel's was probably the most fun. Like I thought this was the cutest. Serena doing the little Canada trivia for like
that looked fun as hell, and I was super jealous because everything looked so tasty.
The poutine looked pretty incredible.
Poutine looked like it was cold, actually. That was the one thing that I was like, that's been sitting out for a while.
So, Matt, here's a trivia integrity question for you, Grant. So, Matt was off to a cold streak for, I think he got like his first two or three questions wrong. And then Serena gave him what should have been a softball because she asked him, how many points are the Canadian flag? And as the camera zoomed out, there were Canadian flags surrounding the entire. I respect the honesty,
the integrity, because Matt immediately closed his eyes because he was like, oh, can't see myself a flag. I got to do this one by memory.
Serena even tried to give this to Matt because the flags were like all throughout the room. But no,
that was the only answer that I respected, to be honest.
Yeah, because I'm going to be honest, I would have gotten the toboggan versus the toucan or whatever the other one is. I definitely thought a toboggan was a sled. Apparently it's a hat.
It is a sled. I think like 2% of the population thinks it's a hat.
Apparently it's just Southerners think it's a hat. We're going to Corey in the booth for the official answer.
Aren't you from the South? If you're from the South, you've never heard of that.
The toque, he's saying the toque is the hat, is...
Who
is
a toboggan a hat?
Is a toboggan a hat?
The word what? Southern English.
Yeah, no, we're gonna solve this right now. Kelly's probably losing her damn mind.
Kelly, our one listener.
Kelly,
you're the best.
Kelly cares about this content. So it says. So if you're from the South, apparently people think
this is such a bullshit explanation. This is such a bullshit explanation.
A toboggan is a hat to Southerners. A toboggan is a sled to New England.
Any other human being on the planet.
Okay, so then I guess my brain broke during the show because I definitely thought the toboggan was a sled.
It is a sled. I'm saying
I took the exact other thing of the whole argument. A toque is a hat.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before, but I believe it.
A toque. Sorry, Corey's giving me the phonetic. I can't believe I was able to pick up on that based on just your phonetic pronunciation into a muted microphone.
Fuck, we should play charades sometime.
I know. That would make for great podcasting content.
Oh, that would... Okay, next podcast we do is... Drew and I just trying to say what Corey's charading for 45 minutes.
And we never released the video.
Corey, this is a family podcast.
But, okay, so Matt and Serena P, they play their cute little thing. But then so we said that Bree's mom was pretty unimpressed with Matt. Serena's parents were even more unimpressed with Matt because they were just immediately like, nah. Like,
dude, and they were like, they seemed like the most fun group of parents, too.
Because, like, I think it was, it was Serena's sister that was like, yeah, he seems cool, but like, do you actually love him? Are you actually going to get engaged to this person? And Serena like folded immediately, like not even like a, yeah, I mean, I could really see a future together, like just immediately loses it.
You got to respect that because it's like, don't like there. Okay. So there's always this bullshit in the beginning of the show with women always saying, you're just here for the publicity. You don't care about Matt. And I'm like, most of you, this is the case. So I extra respect it when I see someone go, no, I'm definitely here for the romance, and it's bad, I'm leaving.
Yeah, it's like...
really putting your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, so, and I think it's... I was trying to collect my thoughts. It's... I feel like it kind of highlights what, like, the whole importance of hometown should actually be, because... I think when the show's a little more spaced out and they're not kind of rushing production because they don't really have anywhere to go and these women get more time to spend with someone. But when you're kind of caught up in the lights and sounds of it being a really condensed season, you need their family to basically like jolt you out of it to say like, y'all have really only known each other for 2 weeks. Is this like really what you want to do? All this leading up to that, like, Serena eliminated herself. Serena finally did what apparently no other woman had done to Matt, and that's dump him.
Didn't Kit just do that, though?
Yeah, you know, well, Yeah, I guess Kit kind of, it did feel like Kit more eliminated herself by Kit saying there are other women that I think you care more about here than I care about you. So I guess that is kind of dumping in a way, but like,
I don't know, it sounds cold as fuck, so yeah, I would call it something.
The Serena one definitely seemed like that seemed like a legitimate dump. So it's, yeah, Serena sends herself home, and then Grant, you had a funny take that was like, all right, well, one of us is gonna have to get in this limo and dry off crying, and it's sure not gonna be Serena. So Matt stepped up to the plate, got some great oh yeah, this stinks. That was his I just wanted to make sure I got the quote right. This stinks. But I don't know.
You should have let me told my own joke. I thought I would have delivered it better.
No, that can't be right.
Yeah, Matt. I would have loved to see Matt go, this stinks. Rats. Like, that just sounds
foiled again.
Oh, dang it. Darn it. Sorry. No, this is a family show. Matt is truly the embodiment, I think, of the, was it J.J. Watt did the SNL bit about The Bachelor?
Yeah.
It's just like, no matter what you say, that's great. No way. That's all he fucking says. I'm sorry if I sound angry. It's just because I'm pretty upset. Andrew's looking at his phone, so I've got to fill the air somehow.
I know. Sorry. Gotta shoot off a text. This makes for great content. Corey, leave this in. Okay, so we still have to have a rose ceremony, because of course we do, and even though there are only three women and three roses to be given out, we still get the drama of, oh, wow, I wonder who he's going to give that rose to. I wonder who he's going to give that second rose to. And there's no way he's going to give the third rose to the third woman. But alas, he did. And Rachel, Bree, and Michelle are all going to Fantasy Suites. Hooray!
It's going to suck, dude.
I mean, one of them probably will.
God damn it. I realize what I said. That that was unintentional.
Low hanging fruit.
Yeah. Truly, like, the way we're scraping the bottom of the barrel for fucking content right now is what... We're just mimicking The Bachelor as a show.
Yeah.
Because they I'm pretty sure they made fucking 5 minutes of... Maybe 7 minutes. I'm going to say 7 minutes.
This is like
him handing out three roses to three women.
This is like our... Apocalypse Now was the actual movie, right? Was Apocalypse Now the movie about the movie? I'm not old enough to know what the difference is between the two of them. Yeah, Apocalypse Now was the actual movie. Heart of Darkness was the book it was based on. This is what? Okay.
Corey, leave this in. This is great.
No, Heart of Darkness was an additional documentary about how insane the production of Apocalypse Now was. So yeah, this is our Heart of Darkness, where we're just like us slowly going insane as the show progresses, and we just want it to be over.
Man, hats off to people that watch this shit for enjoyment.
We've been over
this.
People
who drink like Fireball for the taste.
Yeah,
it's like, sickens me.
We've been over this. It's not that the show is even particularly enjoyable anymore. Like, this season, I know it's a whole host of factors, that a lot of the women on this season were just mean, that even if the Nimacolin is better than the La Quinta that they were at for Claire's season, there's just no kind of, there's no real depth to the show. Everything feels rushed, but also like excruciatingly slow, to the fact that it was like Whiplash last week when like eight women were all kicked off the show in like a single week. So I don't know. It's coming to an end. Next week's the women's tell-all. I'm kind of excited for that just because that's actually some of the boost drama we get over the course of the entire season. Also, doesn't seem like there are going to be any double episode weeks, which I always appreciate when I don't have to watch 4 hours of Bachelor content in a single week before recording.
4 hours television time, which comes down to about 30 minutes of shit happening, 60 minutes of filler, 30 minutes of commercials.
Yeah, basically exactly that. So, all right. Well, I think we actually managed to get to the half hour mark this week without doing much else. So, Corey, is that a keep it going or wrap it up? They look the same way. Corey wants us to keep it going, telling the monkeys to dance a little more. Grant, you got anything to talk about?
So, the Plymouth Prowler ended production in 2002 with a list price of $44,625. Just to put that in perspective, in today's dollars, that's $64,886. Now, for that price range, let's see what we could get. This is where you talk, because I gotta fucking Google this.
Or we just cut it. So that's interesting, Grant. That's I hadn't considered that. Those are important things to look forward to for next week's episode.
Corey can just chop this up and stitch it back in when I got a price to work with.
I will do nothing of the sort.
You're trying to find a car.
I'm trying to find a comparable vehicle.
So what was
not a comparable 64K? Vehicle? 64. Yeah, you're right.
That's three Volkswagen Jettas?
No, but you know what? I want to compare, like, hey, for this amount of money, you could have this or this.
Let's see. I pulled up. This is Motor Trend. So you could get, like, you could get a pretty souped up Dodge Charger for $69,000.
Wait, give me the horsepower on that one. What are we talking? Scat Pack, Rumblebee?
Why did you do this to me? I don't care. I'm looking at Motor Trend. I don't care about any of this. I'm guessing that you're getting like.
Holy shit. BMW.
Yeah, it's got to be like the Scat Pack. It just gives me a range, but that's.
Mercedes is so coy where I'm just like, tell me how much your car costs. And they're just like, what state do you live in? Motherfucker, just give me a price.
You could get a fully, the highest end out, like the most decked out 2021 Chevrolet Silverado is $57,000. The Ford F-150 is $75,000.
Okay. Oh, I'm bouncing. I've got some that are more. Okay. For the almost exact same price, only about $100 different, you could get an E-Class Mercedes.
You can get the Tesla.
I'm about to get so many fucking emails from this dealership.
The souped out Tesla Model 3 is $55,000. So like the more I look at this, Chevy Camaro $69,000. Audi A5 61,000. I'm just seeing cars I'd much rather own for the price point.
So let me tell you a really fun fact about the Plymouth Prowler.
There's no such thing, but keep going.
It had a 3.5 liter V6, which, if you don't know a lot about engine sizes, it's pretty
lame. And I don't.
It's pretty fucking lame. So you could have like this badass V8 Charger in 2021 that, you know, parks itself. No, I don't think they park themselves. But, you know, it's got all these cool features. Or you could have this Plymouth Prowler. This car makes me feel so many different things.
Well, I think we've successfully alienated the entirety of the rest of our audience at this point. So
I don't think they would be that upset with me. There's only 11,000 Plymouth Prowlers in the entire U.S. I don't think any owners of it are going to be listening.
No, I don't think they care at all about the Plymouth Prowler. I think they are like, oh, this is like skipping through the ads of a show, but even worse, they're probably like flipping through as like, do they even go back to talking about The Bachelor at all?
No. But, this is where I'm actually trying to sell you guys my used Plymouth Prowler.
Grant,
I'm the third owner. It's got 94,000 original miles.
Grant takes off a mask and he was just a sentient Plymouth Prowler the entire time. You fools. You
so
fell
much
for it.
Fucking spaghetti.
All right, folks. I think that's going to do it for us on another episode of Some of the Guys Talk the Bachelor. I've been your host, Drew Baker. With me this week has been Grant Pitt. If you have a question for the show or want us a car you would like for Grant to talk about for the last 5 to 7 minutes of an episode, please feel free to tweet at us at DMPN show. Yeah, just, that's
if you don't, Grant will talk about loud. My 3 Altima.
Yeah, Grant will
do
it
anyway.
I
have thoughts on the Altima. The Altima's got a better power plant than the Plymouth Prowler. They both have V6s, and I bet the Altima has got a larger displacement.
We will absolutely try to do better this next week than what we did this week. But thank you all for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good one. Yeah.